We are joined right now by a running back for the New Orleans Saints. He is a Pro Bowler. He signed a four-year deal with the Saints last month. He led the Vikings with more than 1,400 yards and 14 touchdowns in the past two seasons. Played his college ball at UCF, where he was all-conference. He was the 181st pick in the 2013 draft. The Saints are going to open up against Houston on September 9th. Latavius Murray is my guest. Latavius, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jim. How you doing?
Good, good. Good to talk to you. So let's talk about where you ended up. Yeah. You were an unrestricted free agent this year. You had a number of different ways that you could go, but you said the Saints were, quote, a no-brainer. You'd gone up against them a number of times in the past few years. What was it, though, about the Saints that made them a no-brainer to you?
Yeah, I just think if you just look at where they've been as far as just being right there that close in the past few years, and having the opportunity to, you know, obviously play for a championship. And you know, to me, that's what it's all about. And so to give myself that the best opportunity to do that, you know, that's why I say it was a no-brainer for me.
And then obviously you look at that offense, and it's just loaded. You've got Drew Brees at the center of that thing and plenty of weapons around him. So as you look at that offense, how exciting is that to you, and how good can that offense be?
Very exciting. You know, a lot of playmakers. A lot of weapons, and then obviously a Hall of Fame quarterback that's headed the whole thing. And so very excited, you know, obviously, again, I've played them, seen them play many a times, you know, three times in the past 2 years. And so I'm just excited to be a part of it and excited to go out there and try and bring what I can to the offense and to the team.
Latavius Murray, my guest. You know, I'm kind of curious about your approach and your mindset. As an example, I had Thomas Davis on the show earlier today, and we talked about the fact that he's made the move from Carolina to Los Angeles and how he's going to approach it. What about you? Do you feel like you need to prove yourself all over again with a new start and a new opportunity?
Yeah, I think to me, I guess when you're coming into the NFL, obviously I'm just excited to have the opportunity to play at the highest level. And so you don't know how your story will end up. You don't know who you'll play for, obviously. And so I've been fortunate enough to play now going into my seventh season and play for two great organizations and, you know, headed into my third, great organization. And so each one, you want to leave a mark. And so for me, I think that's what it's all about. For me, is just leaving a mark and bringing what I can to the team and the organization, and doing all I can to help them win. And I say bring what you can. That's on and off the field. Just leaving a mark. I think that's what it's about. I think that's how you stay around long, and doing things the right way.
Latavius Murray is my guest. I think that's a really important point. I mean, let me keep you there for a minute. Like, the draft is coming up next week, so it's been 6 years since you were selected with the 181st pick overall. As you look back on that experience, what kind of thoughts do you have?
You know, I just look at, like, me, to be honest, you know, there's a lot of hype before the draft. There's a lot of hype that goes into it, you know, with these, you know, with the college players that are coming out, and not to say that they don't deserve any recognition or they don't deserve, you know, any credit up until the point they've gotten, because there's a reason why they're in the position that they are. But for a guy who wasn't a highly touted, you know, college player, a highly touted high school football player, hype doesn't mean anything to me, and it's just the beginning. Because if you look at it, and if you would have thought, you know, when the Raiders drafted me sixth round at the 81st pick, you know, would this guy do anything? Would he make anything happen in the NFL? And I'm sure many would have thought no. And so for me, that's why it doesn't matter. And so I think that approach is just that. I hope all these guys understand is that it's just the beginning of every single thing that you've worked for previously, but it really is just the beginning, no matter how you got there.
Latavius Murray joining us. And to that point, you know how the league is, right? Number one, I agree with you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you're taken. We've seen this time and time again. Guys who are highly picked do not pan out. Somebody taken where you are has had the career you've had. So what about the career you've had? How much pride is there? Given that guys do not last long in that league, no matter where they're taken, how much pride do you have in the fact that you're not only a Pro Bowler, but you've had as long a career as you have?
Yeah, I just take pride on I guess everything that I've done. I've tried to do things the right way. I tried to take care of my body. I tried to train and prepare in the off season the right way. During the season, you know, the same, train and prepare the right way. So I take pride in believing in everything that I've done in the past, and everything that I'm doing currently has, you know, got me to where I am and has kept me where I am. And my, you know, my hunger for more, my, you know, never being satisfied, you know, just wanting more. I think that's just, you know, I can rest and sleep at night, you know, knowing that, you know, my mindset is in the right place and will always be. And so, you know, with that, I can, you know, sleep at night and feel good about it every morning I wake up.
Latavius Murray, my guest, and it's not just football. Last time you and I spoke, we talked about the fact that you were pursuing a master's in business administration. For those who do not know, why was that something that you wanted to pursue?
Just because I've been through some injuries in college, you know, the NFL, and, you know, through each injury again, I've had the time to sit and think like, man, what if this was it? You know, what if, you know, what if I don't recover from this injury 100%? What if I'm not able to play, you know, at all? What if I'm not able to, you know, what if I'm not the same? And so when you have the time, because that's all you do when you have an injury and you sit out, is you have time to think. And so for me, I got to thinking, you know, that there was definitely something that I needed to do to make sure when I am done playing that I have a plan.
So how close are you to completing that?
So next off season. So I'm only able to do it in the off season. So next off season I'll be graduating. Next off season I'll be finishing up. You know, and I can't wait, man. It's gonna be a good time.
That's
to be
great.
Honest, because
yeah.
It's been a lot going into it.
I was going to say, that's a great accomplishment. Latavius Murray, my guest, that's going to be a good time. So you're playing the game at the highest level. You're having a great NFL career, but you were at the Final Four earlier this month. What was that experience like?
Yeah, it was great. You know, got the chance to, you know, go back to Minnesota and you know, witness, you know, a national championship in that beautiful stadium, you know, one last time. And then, you know, if you just talk about the game itself, I think the whole tournament this year, I feel, has been really, really exciting. I think every game has given you exactly what you want. For the championship game to go into overtime, you know, I thought it was exciting, and I was definitely happy for Virginia, who I picked as a favorite, you know, early on and during the regular season. There's something about them that stood out when I seen them come back. Down, I think, almost 20 at UNC on the road, and just seeing how special that team was. So it was good to see that kind of come to life.
Now, you were on them. You were on UVA. You said 2 months before that they would win the whole thing, and they did. And you kind of touched on this, but what did you make of the way they handled the pressure throughout the tournament? I mean, not once, not twice, but three times they were able to dig deep and come back.
Yeah, again, I you know, seeing that against a really good UNC team who – you know, I think gave a lot of teams, you know, at one point was ranked, I think, number one or reached number two. You know, they beat Duke. Just, you talk about a really good team. And so when you're able to go into UNC and win, that's tough, you know, regardless. But when you're able to go into UNC and be down 10 or 20 it was at halftime and come back and find a way to win, that shows another level of heart and fight. And so I think that showed throughout the whole tournament that they never, you know, at any point they never, you know, panicked, never.
We're talking football. We're talking basketball. We're talking academics. We're talking life with Latavius Murray. Listen, really quick, before you go, you're good like that. Before you go, you know, when you talked about signing with the Saints, you and I talked about how you were familiar with them. You had gone up against them. Another way you knew them, though, was you had seen their post-game celebrations on Instagram and Snapchat. What did those parties tell you about the bonds on that team and the chemistry on that team?
Yeah, you know, I just, from everybody that I talked to, Coach Payton, Mark Ingram, Teddy Bridgewater, the locker room is special, and I think I could hear it in Mark. You know, when we talked through text, him praising the locker room, and so I just think that's just something that's really really good to hear, especially when you're a new incoming player, going to have to get to know these guys and go out there and play with them. Those are the things you want to hear. And so it's a really good feeling. I'm excited to get in there and fit right in so I can be the one, in those videos this time around celebrating and dancing.
All right, so what about that last thought? If Teddy Bridgewater is the absolute king of the celebrations, and he is right now, is there any way that you can go in there and rip that crown as king of the celebrations, or is Teddy just in a class by himself?
Man, I think Teddy is definitely Teddy's always been in the class by himself, man. If you just look at, obviously, look at what Teddy has came back from and what he's doing, man, got the heart of a lion. And so I don't want to even take his crown from being the dancing king. I'll let him have that, man, and just cheer him on.
That is smart. I like that. He's a Pro Bowler. He signed a 4-year deal with the Saints last month. And remember, he led the Vikings with more than 1,400 yards and 14 touchdowns in the last two seasons. But a new opportunity and a new challenge for Latavius Murray. Latavius, great to get caught up. I appreciate you very much. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Jim. Have a good one.
You too, man. Great talking to you. As always, I'm impressed. All right, so we're setting up hour number three right now. Watch that camera, Hawk. Latavius Murray coming up big.